This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35, you're with Kelvin Lin and Ayman on the Evening Edition. Keith Kam is in the studios with us for the market wrap. The East Coast Rail Link was officially relaunched today after, well, just a very long time, after a very messy round of negotiations and so on. Tell us, what are the latest developments there?
So yeah, a bit of a background. The ECRL has actually begun construction before it was suspended. That's in July last year. And according to Malaysia Rail Link, that's the project owner, after the realignment and everything, it's considered to be about 10.18% completed. Now, the relaunching ceremony this morning was held in Dungun, where tunneling works had already started, and this relaunch only covers Section B, which is the Dungun to Mentakap stretch. That stretch hasn't seen much realignment. It's pretty much the same. It's the bits from Dungun to Kota Baru and the Mentakap to Gombak stretches which have seen the most realignment. And there was also a renegotiation of the project which took 9 months, and some of the significant differences post-renegotiation saw that the cost is now 44 billion compared to 66 billion ringgit previously. It's also 40 kilometres shorter at 648 kilometres. And now it runs from Putrajaya instead of Gombak and sort of like passes the central mountain range. There are also more opportunities for local contractors to take part in the project. And here's Transport Minister Anthony Lok explaining more.
ECRL juga telah berjaya mewujudkan fungsi dan skop yang lebih besar bagi syarikat tempatan untuk memainkan peranan secara aktif ke atas projek nasional ini. Hasil dari rundingan semula telah berjaya meningkatkan peratusan penglibatan kontraktor pembinaan tempatan dari 30% ke 40%. Kontraktor pembinaan tempatan yang berdaftar dengan projek ECRL akan berpeluang untuk membina kerja-kerja awam seperti pembinaan stesen dan depo.
So a couple more things that Transport Minister Anthony Lok highlighted is that protecting the environment will be prioritised. They will also be seriously looking into anything of heritage value along the route. And there will obviously be more job opportunities for locals as well. More factories, industries along the route to supply materials would emerge from all this. And obviously, FDIs from China should increase.
You know, I'm curious about the financing for this project. What's it going to be like? Because 44 billion ringgit is less than 66 billion, but it's still a lot of money.
It is. Lok says the financing model is still basically the same, and China's Export-Import Bank, that's China Exim Bank, they are financing the project. What's different now is that there will also be a new operating company that has been set up. It'll be 50-50 owned by MRL, that's Malaysia Rail Link, and CCCC, that's China Communications Construction Company. So this company will operate the train services during the entire tenure of the term loan, and Exim Bank is financing 85% of that 44 billion. And the total amount saved, including interest rates and whatever they need to pay Exim Bank back, it's about 12.6 billion. And the timeline is still, it's still within that expected timeline for the whole project, which is 2026.
So earlier we heard the Transport Minister talking about local construction companies' participation in the project. Who are some of the firms that analysts are thinking might benefit from this, and how are they doing on Bursa?
That's always important. So civil engineering works contracts usually make up half the total cost, and that's about 24 billion ringgit. Locals are expected to get 40%, so 40% of 24 billion is about 9 billion or so. We are now looking at established firms like IGM Corp, which closed up 0.4% at 2 ringgit 39. Muhibah Engineering closed up 0.4% at 2 ringgit 69, as well as WCT Holdings, which ended 2.5% lower at 115. But not all bad news there for them, because at 115, they are sort of like at around pre-GE 14 levels. So good for them.
Keith, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.